B-Pod Studios.
The Megan and Roy in the Red Morning Show.
Are there foods that you eat completely, in, I will say, interestingly?
I don't think so.
You don't think that you eat anything strangely?
I don't know.
So we found a list of the way people are eating foods that drive other people crazy.
Yeah, the internet went nuts this weekend. And it's not fair because people were saying it's the wrong way to eat something. But is there really a right way or a wrong way?
Yes.
Yes,
to eat a Reese's peanut butter cup?
Yes.
Yes. She told me she eats a Snickers like a corn on the cob. That's wrong.
I do. I eat the whole bottom layer first, and then I leave just like the caramel and the nuts on the top, and then I eat that last.
Well, see, I eat a Twix. I bite the chocolate off and leave the cookie.
Yeah.
I chomp it.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
See?
All right. What you got?
All right. So one woman said that her sister eats a banana like a corn on the cob, noting that she'll peel back the banana halfway and then scrape the sides with her teeth, making it shiny, and then eat the remaining pieces. Another person said, I have a friend who eats an orange like an apple.
With the peel?
Explaining he didn't even flinch. He just spit out the peel.
Whoa, like a sunflower seed.
Like that's nothing awesome. Was wrong. Yeah.
And I've eaten the peel before. It's so sour.
It's gross.
Oh, it's so sour.
Like that guy.
It tastes like chemicals to me.
It's a bad A. You know what I mean? Like he does not.
Yeah. That's the least of that guy does. He also bites glass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
These are, I guess, the wrong ways people are eating food. One poster said that I have someone in my life that eats a burger in layers, layer by layer from the top down.
Oh, that's strange.
That is a little strange.
Let's talk with Haley in Heath Springs. Welcome to the Mania Roy and the Red Morning Show.
Hi.
Hi. So what do you eat that's like in a weird way?
So when I eat a cupcake, instead of just biting into it, I'll break the bottom half of it off and fold it over on top and make it like a sandwich. That way I don't get icing everywhere.
Oh, Loren?
That's probably a good idea.
Loren's nodding her head in agreement over there.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I meet one, everyone looks at me and they're like, what did you just do? What are you doing?
You're like, I'm just smarter than you are.
Thanks,
and I'm
Haley.
Not getting dirty while I eat this.
All right, this is Lacey and Charlotte. Welcome to the Mania Roy and the Red Morning Show.
Hello.
Hello.
So my weird eating habit, I misunderstood it at first, but I do have a really strange one. Do you know those Fast Break candy bars?
Those
like
Fast...
chocolate with peanut butter?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Okay, so I take the chocolate encasing off around it, set it to...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Side, and then I take the peanut butter on the inside, roll it up in a ball, and set that off to the side. And then I eat the chocolate, and then I save the peanut butter for last.
Whoa, that's a
that
lot of work.
So much work.
Separate.
And you do that so proud, aren't you, Lacey? You do it as if it's the as if everybody else in the world does it the same way.
They should.
I know someone who eats donuts with a fork and knife.
Yeah.
Well, that's because they're sticky. I get that.
Yeah.
You do?
I get that.
There's more on this list. Eating a cucumber like a pickle.
Oh, that's strange.
Yeah, that is really strange. Eating an avocado right out of the shell.
By the way, Oh, okay.
Not peeling the string cheese. They just bite it, which I do sometimes too.
By the way, SNL did a joke this weekend on Weekend Update, their news segment, where they said that there's an avocado shortage and white women everywhere are freaking out.
This is Megan in Monroe. Megan, you actually did something, you do something that I used to do as a kid.
Yeah, I completely deconstruct a Nutty Buddy.
Yeah, I used to
like,
do that.
I eat the peanut butter, and I take it apart, eat the peanut butter, I eat the chocolate off of it, and then I eat the wafers.
Oh, well, I wouldn't go that deep into the deconstruction, but you take a Nutty Buddy, it's nothing but layers of a...
I'm looking at it now. When was this thing invented? In 1950?
It does look like
the package.
The packaging is still the same, and it's the outdated logo and everything.
Eat one for the boys overseas. Nutty Buddy.
Eat one for the boys overseas.
I don't know. It just looks old. All right. Thanks, Megan.
I used to do the same thing, though, Megan. Same thing. I'd eat it in layers.
Oh, man. Text messages. We got a lot of them. 704 said chicken nuggets. I eat the crust first and the chicken.
Whoa.
Yep. My dad eats peanuts with the shell and all swallows them. I have a friend who does that, too. And he goes, oh, I just do that with the little ones. You know, like the ones you get at the baseball games where you got to break the shell, eat the peanut, drop the shell. He eats the whole things.
I think it's my mom who, whenever she gets fried chicken, she just eats the skin.
Mm.
Yeah.
Not the chicken, just the skin?
Oh, she sometimes will bite it. Sometimes get some of the meat, but she just likes the skin.
I can get down with that.
My cousin eats apples from the top to the bottom, the whole thing. So when you eat an apple, you turn it sideways typically.
Yeah, the core.
So the core is, you know, sideways. This dude eats it straight down.
How do you do that?
By the way, these people must have, like, stomachs of steel. Like, I don't even want to know how number two goes for them.
The MRL Morning Show on demand. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.